Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be talking about the pianist Christian Jacobs. My name's Nick Tomlin.
My name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. So, as we often do, we try to come up with some pianists that we haven't heard of, and that maybe you haven't heard of. And this is certainly someone that I'd only discovered via my interest in sort of medium-sized, small, big bands. And there's a band called the Phil Norman Tentet. And I was very impressed with the pianist, particularly on a tune, Sorry with a Fringe on Top. And actually, subsequently, I found out that Christian Jacob also did the arrangement for that.
Mm.
But that's features quite... He's the only soloist on that particular chart as well. So I just thought, oh, there's a style of modern, sort of modern playing, which I kind of loosely would probably call slightly the Berkeley style. You know, there's a lot of American pianists who play in that way. And I've always found that really good to listen to, but not particularly, I don't particularly understand that way of thinking improvisationally. I'm more of a sort of beboppy sort of player, I suppose. But with him, I thought, oh, this is, I kind of get it. I can see myself transcribing his stuff and understanding it a bit, getting into that style of playing a bit through him. Anyway, a bit of background. He's actually French by birth. He was born in Metz and in 1958. And he was, with Perfect Pitch, a very early musician, as it were, playing the piano by the age of 4, that sort of thing. And interestingly, in the Wikipedia entry, it says, he did not discover jazz until the age of 10.
The late starter. Very late starter.
But he liked people like Brubeck and Peterson at the beginning. But he studied classical music, basically, in various conservatoires in France until he eventually, in 1983, he went to Berklee College in Boston. And, you know, he won several awards, including the Joe Zawinul Award and the Oscar Peterson Masters, Jazz Masters Award, and Downbeat Top Collegiate Jazz Soloist Award. And he graduated what they, in America, they say magna cum laude, in 1985. And after that, he actually took up a teaching position at Berklee as well. And he played with loads, he's played with loads of people, including Phil Ward's Michael Brecker, Randy Brecker, Flora Purim, Erto Moravia, a whole bunch of people. Probably his most consistent musical partner is Tierney Sutton, who's a singer, and we will meet her in one of his trio albums. Have you got any thoughts about his playing, Nick, before we go on?
Yeah, I listened to a couple of his albums, mainly trio albums. There's one, well, it's the originals, but I think that has, that's not just trio, is it? That has other...
Well, it is a trio album, trio. But he puts some string, there's kind of fake strings, which annoys me a bit.
And an album called Stein and Mine, which is a tribute to the songwriter Jules Stein, which is the one, I think, which has Tierney Sutton on as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great player, as you said, in that kind of... I don't know really what you call it, kind of, I think it's like post-bop, kind of Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock kind of style. I mean, I wrote down Michel Petrucciani. I don't know whether it, because he was obviously another French pianist, but had that same kind of clarity of touch that maybe Michele Petrucciani had. A little bit Brad Meldow. There's one he does on. He does a really good version of Just in Time.
Yeah,
in kind of 7/4.
7/4 thing.
Which and reminded me a little bit of Brad Meldow, some of his stuff. But he's a really impressive player for sure.
Well, one of the things he uses in It's You or No One. He has a big bass pedal all
the way
through.
I heard that. Yes, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
And that's something he does in that Surrey with a Fringe on Top. He sort of uses a repeated and everyone's playing that in some different rhythms.
Yeah, I mean the arrangements are really good. The arrangements are really fresh. I thought it's definitely one to check out.
Anyway, we've come to the end here. So goodbye from me, Simon Whiteside.
Goodbye from me, Nick Tomlin.